This is Morning Edition on KUNC. This week, we're exploring Colorado's high school dropout problem, along with Colorado Public Television, as part of the American Graduate Let's Make It Happen series. While progress has been made in the last 8 years, still more than 10,500 students dropped out of Colorado high schools last year. To address the problem, education leaders and advocacy groups are trying to understand why students drop out and how to get them back. Yesterday, we heard from Bishop Albright, who dropped out after the birth of his son, but is now working toward his GED at Futures Academy in Aurora.
I just knew, like, while I was working, stuff like that, like, I can't do this my whole life, you know? It's like, I need to make a future for myself, you know, be able to provide for my son.
The Futures Academy program is managed by Colorado Youth for a Change, which works toward dropout prevention and re-engaging students who have dropped out. I'm talking now with Steve Dobo, who founded that group in 2005. His newest organization is called Zero Dropouts.
When we go out and we talk to students that have dropped out, there's very few that we come across that don't want to go back to school and get their diploma. We, as a society, drill that into everybody that that's important, and it's an important milestone for them to achieve in moving to adulthood.
Many people who work with students who drop out say there's a misleading image of these students, that they're just lazy or they're not smart enough. In your experience, what are the reasons students might drop out?
I've stopped calling it a dropout problem and started calling it a dropout system problem because I don't believe it's about the personal deficiencies of our young people. It's more about that we've created a system that does not work for all kids. A lot of them have adult complex lives at the age of 15 and 16. They might have to work to support their families of origin or the families they're created. They might have to take care of parents or siblings. They may be homeless. They might have mental health or substance use problems. They just have complex lives, so we need supports and flexible programs to help them with that.
What does a successful program look like? What are some of the key elements?
When we started doing research looking at how migrant and transient homeless students could be successful, we found from the research three key characteristics. One is a school needs to have a welcoming culture. When a student comes in there, they got to feel like they're part of that school. The second is that we need flexible programs. So we need morning programs, night programs, Saturday programs, summer school programs that meet the various schedules of students. And we need easy access. When there's barriers to enrollment, these kids are the first ones to not get in. So we need easy access to those programs.
Overall, as we've heard this week, things are getting better. The dropout rate has been declining over the last 8 years. I'm wondering if there are programs or strategies in place that you can attribute some of the success to, or there are programs that have turned out to be more effective in addressing the problem?
So we need prevention strategies so that students don't get behind, intervention strategies when they start to get off track and get behind, and then recovery strategies when they fall completely off track and we need to bring them back. So across the state, we've been working with that model to create different programs in different school districts.
How do you do that? How does that work?
We look at the data around students that have dropped out from the district. And then we look at the students that are not earning credit enough to graduate on time. And that's a pool of students that you could argue are not being served well from the current programs of the district. And then I say, here's 300 kids that you have nothing for. What do we want to create to serve the needs of that student? We did this in Aurora with a GED bridge program, and we created a school. Now it's got 200 students in it per year that had nothing for them before. So it's really looking at research and data and saying, let's create a portfolio of school options. A traditional school option might work for 30% of the kids, but there's other 70. What is the particular program that's going to work? And just continually stay at it. You create one program that serves 300 of those 1,000 kids, and then you go, what's the next set of kids that we need to create something for?
So it's not about making 300 different individualized lesson plans for 300 kids. It's maybe about having 30 programs as opposed to one-size-fits-all approach.
I think we have to understand that we've built a 100-year-old factory model system that we assumed was going to meet the needs of all students. And what we find is special education actually has it right, that every student needs an individual learning plan. What we need is school districts that understand that and understand the special circumstances and the need for special programs for all students.
That's Steve Dobo, the founder and CEO of Zero Dropouts, a national organization based in Denver working to address the high school dropout issue. One of the first steps in improving high school graduation rates is figuring out who is most at risk for dropping out.
And they're identified with attendance, behavior, discipline, things also that are environmental that can identify them as an at-risk student.
Our American Graduate Series continues tomorrow when we visit one Northern Colorado high school that's using money from a state grant to help its students.